little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Monday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Monday, July 30th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Boy, we got a lot to do. We are going to talk to you on a reaction Monday about what you think. What in the world did you think about Clemson's recruiting weekend in which seemingly couldn't have gone any better? Tigers had 23 players in this weekend. 16 were already committed. Of the 7 uncommitted, 3 have already committed. This is on the heels of getting the 2020 Sergio Allen, which was great news. They will get a 4th commitment today, it appears, from four or five-star cornerback Andrew Booth. That will put them at the 3 that are waiting on. They will get 2 of those 3, I feel, for sure. And the defensive back from the other defensive back from down in Georgia, Jalen Phillips from Lawrenceville, Georgia. And I think in the end, they'll get Cooper Dawson, offensive line from down to Hanahan. And so I think by here fairly soon, it's going to be 22 out of the 23 people who were there. The one that will go long, 5-star Clay Webb from Oxford, Alabama, number 1 center in the country, top 10 player in the country, was there. But 3 commitments over the weekend. The Tigers land. We'll get Andrew Booth today, it looks like, at around noon today. They get Levante Bentley, 4-star linebacker out of Birmingham. They get a big surprise, Espinosa Ruben, defensive lineman out of Kansas City. I'll tell you more about all these guys a little bit later on. And they get the 3rd commitment over the weekend, which was who was the 3rd one in there? Going crazy now. Joe Ngata from Folsom, California, wide receiver, top 100 player. Just an unbelievable weekend for Clemson recruiting. 21 commitments now. They have 22 by the end of the day. Could get up to 28 or 29, maybe 30 before it's all said and done. Clemson going into today on the Rivals.com rankings, the team rankings. They are currently 4th in the team rankings. I'm sorry, yeah, 5th. 5th now in the team rankings. Behind Alabama, Texas A&M, Georgia, and Oregon. I think Booth's deal will surpass Oregon today to get them back to 4th. So just an unbelievable weekend for Clemson football recruiting. We'll talk about that. We heard on Friday, was it Friday maybe? The stuff about the balloons. I know Zach had some comments on that. We'll get to that coming up a little bit later on. Well, Major League Baseball had an interesting weekend this weekend. Not only did you see Cooperstown, and you saw Chipper Jones and Vlad Guerrero and the 6 newest members of the Hall of Fame. We'll tell you about those. Each one of those guys and some thoughts on all those guys. You had a 2 outs, 2 strikes, almost no hitter for Sean Newcomb. for the Atlanta Braves. And it just got broken up there late. What a great performance he had. Braves needed that. The Braves, after the weekend, 1.5 games back. Yankees got a much-needed win yesterday. J.A. Happ, a little happy about that. Nice to see that. Boston has a 5.5 game lead after the weekend. Nice to see Yankees win that. We had the PGA Tour from this past weekend. Dustin Johnson wins up in Canada. Rain delayed. Dustin Johnson won up there. Kyle Busch won his 49th Cup victory this past weekend in NASCAR. We can tell you a little bit about that race coming up as well. Nick Saban got a contract extension over the weekend through 2025. Probably pretty good news for Clemson, even though you know you got to play against Nick Saban. At least you don't have to worry about that Dabo Swinney or hear all that Dabo Swinney stuff coming too. So that was one of the good things. So this week practice starts. We had the practice schedules for Clemson. And we know the times of South Carolina, so I think we know that now. We'll get to that to you as today's show goes on as well. So just a lot to do here on a Reaction Monday. What'd you think? And again, I think the big news was the recruiting stuff that happened. We'll continue to get you caught up and get you more of what those commitments mean, who they are and what they mean, and what the rest of the board looks like as the show goes on. The producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oil that stirs the pot, Mr. Or24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart, the... Let me see if he's got the blue hat. I don't have that. White t-shirt, I don't have that. What kind of shoes you got on? No, not that. Just my good old buddy today, Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, Mickey. How are you?
Blessed.
Is that right?
Very blessed.
I'm happy to hear it.
How about you?
I'm dying of heat exhaustion over here.
Why is that? You're dying of heat exhaustion?
Because you come in here and crank it to a higher temperature than it is outside every morning. And it's just, it's getting out of hand.
No, it's not getting out of hand.
It's just getting out of hand.
Because I don't want to hang meat over here. Have you seen the weather this week?
No, I have not looked at it this week.
Now, it's going to rain. But, and that's not a terrible thing, I don't think.
No.
But we are in for some cooler temperatures.
Is that right?
You know what gets me is, man, you guys come down from the north and you complain about, you know, up north, man, temperature's probably pretty good. Today, 85, 81 tomorrow, 78 on Wednesday, 74 on Thursday, 79 on Friday, first day of practice. 83, 85, 87, 88. I don't. In the next 15 days, we don't have any 90s.
That sounds delightful.
And we've got lows are going to be in the 60s. That's pretty doggone cool for you. You like that?
Delightful.
What'd you do this weekend, buddy?
I went out of town this weekend.
Where'd you go?
I was out and about around the area.
Did you go to Scotland again?
No, I did not jump the pond this weekend. But we stayed in the upstate. But we were out of town for a bit and saw some of Kristen's family, and now we're back in town.
That was nice, huh?
Yeah, always a pleasure.
They like you?
I think so.
Is this your first exposure to the rest of the family post-engagement?
I mean, extended. We stopped on the way back to get the dog.
Yeah.
But
where'd y'all go? Where did y'all go?
You know, we were around. We just had a nice little weekend.
Would you go to the mountains?
No.
You just went to their house?
What'd you get into this weekend, Florida?
I'll be glad to tell you. We just got to tell them where you went.
I just told you. We visited the family.
Up there at their house, on their farm.
What'd you get into?
I got into a ton of stuff, buddy.
Yeah?
Ton of stuff. Friday, played golf. Didn't play great. Saturday, played... In a golf tournament, and hit it the best I've ever hit in a golf tournament. Putted it like a blind dog who has one leg, just didn't putt it very well. Lost by two.
Oh, I hate to hear that.
I had two minor things and then one major thing. Number one, I cut my grass yesterday on my little front yard, and it's not a big front yard, but because I got a... The little catch thing, you know, I got that zoysia, so you get a lot of clippings out of there. And because the little bag's so small, man, I got to stop every lap. It takes 2 hours to cut my front yard, and it's not a big lawn. I got to get a new lawnmower. Simple as that. But you want the good news?
Please.
I stumbled upon something this weekend that I now know I'm the best at in the world, and I'm ready for competition cooking. On the Traeger, we smoked chicken wings for the first time.
Ooh.
And I'm not a chicken wing fan, brother. Let me be clear about that.
No, you're not.
These were unbelievable. And smoked chicken wings. I don't know if I've ever had them before. Goodness gracious. This is the way to go.
Little blue cheese on those things?
Yes.
Sir.
Let me tell you something, buddy. I think I'm ready for competition.
Is that right?
I think I'm going on the barbecue tour. I think I'm going to hook one of those things, trailers up in my old Titan truck out there and go around the South and compete. Best wings I've ever had in my life. Now, I'm not a wing guy, but best wings I've ever had in my life. Traeger, Ben Duncan, Ace Simpsonville Hardware. And on a very serious note, went to the Stronger Than Sarcoma Team Cat thing on Saturday. And, man, I'm going to tell you, from the first time you walked in until we left, I was there for from 2:45 until 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Place was packed.
Fantastic.
Makes you feel great about our community. Makes you feel great about people and just the spirit of camaraderie and fellowship and love and giving and man, they had all kinds. Had unbelievable auction items. Had two really good bands. Had stuff for the kids to do the whole time. It was really, really good, man. Made you feel really good. And she was there and she looked great. She's doing great. And family is all there and friends were all there. And it was a really cool event. Nice to see. So a ton of people there. Tons of friends there. Met so many new people. You know, the one thing I heard more than anything else.
Where's Zach?
Zach, I'm telling you, I met 40 new people Saturday. People I've never met before. 10 of them said, hey, where's Zach? Is he here? Why do you do this to your fans?
I was meeting new people in Greenville.
You out in Greenville?
We went out for... We went for dinner, and then we were downtown Greenville, and people came up and introduced themselves, and that was really cool.
That's nice.
And it's we always appreciate that. At least I do. I always like to meet people that listen. And
so, was this Friday night or Saturday night?
It's humbling.
Yeah.
Humble. Saturday night, wasn't it? Saturday night.
Did you go high-end, upscale?
No.
You just went and got a little burger?
No. Just went and got a taco or two.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. Just you and Kristen and the family?
Everybody went along.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good, man. Glad to have that.
Did you want the social security numbers of the family, too? Is that going to help fill in the blanks for you?
No, just a normal just conversation will do. We don't have to go overboard with anything. Just a normal conversation like everybody else has. Like, what'd you do today? What'd you do this weekend? You know, just that
I
kind
don't
of stuff.
Know if we haven't established that by now, but the normal conversations don't really work on this end of the mic.
I don't understand that. People want to know.
You know what I mean?
But you like when people...
Most of them, yeah, I do like that. What's on
tap for segment two today?
I think we should run over what happened with the Hall of Fame this weekend, who went in, and kind of maybe debate a thing or two, and just take it from there. It's Reaction Monday. It's kind of wide open.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Do you want to get into your balloon take now or later? I saw you had a Twitter war on balloons.
I didn't have a Twitter war. I just tweeted the right answer, and people lost their minds. Grown men lost their minds.
Give me a refresher. What'd you say? What they say? For folks that hadn't seen it, Clemson's not going to release balloons anymore. The way I understand it, it's an environmental issue.
Yeah.
What do they? They kill babies or something? Kill baby seals?
They do not kill baby seals.
They kill spotted owls or?
Specifically for the state of South Carolina, they were worried about the turtles on the coast.
Oh, really?
That was the one thing. But
because they're all down the coast?
Well, yeah.
It's crazy.
They're up in the air for at least 10 hours. So.
All right. So Clemson's not going to do it anymore.
They will not be doing it anymore. It was already planned. They cut back on the amount of balloons last year, and they were going to phase them out this year. So
right.
This is not shocking news.
So you said?
Imagine being an adult and being upset that you don't get to see balloons go in the air anymore. This was the right decision. It was an easy one. And you wouldn't even, the tradition and pageantry of running down the hill won't suffer without it.
And they said.
Imagine being a millennial with no respect for your university, yada, 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 that kind of stuff.
And you said.
Sorry, my snowflake millennial sensibilities strike again, as I quote tweeted a couple of those good old boys.
How about that, man? How about that?
It's a good time.
Yeah, good for you, bud.
It just kept going. I stopped responding after a while.
I was there the day they broke the world record for balloon release.
You were?
Yeah.
What was it 350 something of them?
Yeah, it was a bunch. And you know what?
Maryland, I seen the video. It just looks like dark.
Maryland was intimidated.
Were they?
And Clemson came out and kicked Maryland's butt. It was like, what? This is crazy.
Now, they handed them out in the stand as well, correct?
They did all day, every day. They started that morning, and they just blew them up. And it was just like, to be honest with you, it's one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
How many did you let go?
enough to kill a whole tribe of turtles. Like, we just... Texter said, text message extraordinaire, what about balloon holograms? Just do some virtual reality balloons.
Might as well.
Get all that done.
Whole tribe of turtles.
That's really cool, man. I love when you get on Twitter, man. People get on you. All right. I want to tell you about Lakeside Lodge. Today, I have the distinct honor of having lunch with Leighton Cubbage.
Well, lunch date today, huh?
Yep. Leighton sent me a text yesterday, by the way.
You taking him to your place?
No. Going over to his place. And it's going to be awesome, man. I always look forward to getting the... just the positive nature, man. Just that positive energy of making me just feel good about things. And what's going on at Lakeside Lodge right now? Here's what I'm telling you. Lakeside Lodge, it's a new kind of resort. It's under development on Lake Hartwell. They're moving dirt over there now. I've seen those videos as well. I'll probably go by the site today. Looking forward to that. Located on Highway 123 across from Clemson University, Lakeside Lodge, unique concept. It blends the ownership of condos, the amenities of a resort, the ability of owners to generate their own income through professionally managed short-term rental program. You got 116 residences. They're selling out fast like crazy. They sold like $20 million of this stuff so far. You're going to absolutely love Lakeside Lodge. Lakeside Lodge, Clemson. You get this hotel services like housekeeping and maintenance. You're going to get this amphitheater. You're going to get this football field type tailgating atmosphere that you can do there as well. You're going to love it. On the lake for game days. It's going to be awesome. It's LakesideLodgeClemson.com. LakesideLodgeClemson.com. I'll probably have another little tidbit or two for you on Lakeside Lodge Clemson coming up tomorrow after meeting with Leighton and having lunch with him today. Looking forward to that. We're going to take our first break. We're going to come back. We're going to get into segment two, Zach Ormistor 24. Talk a little Hall of Fame. Later in this hour, we'll give you an idea of those new Clemson football commitments and tell you about the newest one today at noon when you come back for more after this.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Get two country ham biscuits for just $3.
Get your perfect car for your best summer yet right now at Anderson Ford during their summer clearance event now through July 30th. These deals won't last long on hundreds of vehicles to choose from, and you could be driving home in your car today. Open daily till 8, 6 on Sunday. It's the summer clearance sales event going on right now at Anderson Ford, 3900 Clemson Boulevard, a few miles east of I-85 at exit 19. Ride in style this summer from Anderson Ford.
First Team Sports has the all-new 2018 baseball and softball equipment. Easton, Rawlings, DeMarini, Mizuno, and more. There's no risk of buying something and it not being exactly as you want because they have an in-house batting cage to try out bats and gloves to get that perfect true custom fit. First Team Sports is the place to get your Letterman jackets because they can customize for any school or team. Be the first to equip your team with First Team Sports. 2520 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Call 268-6227.
Hi, this is Gary the Mortgage Expert. Do you need a mortgage? Get 3.875%. Buying a home? 3.875%. Is your credit only average? Get 3.875% with a 680 credit score. Take advantage of my 23 years of experience and call me at 979-1111, 979-1111, or go to GaryTheMortgageExpert.com. NMLS number 107429, Classic Home Mortgage, NMLS number 182005. Subject to underwriting approval, equal credit opportunity lender, FHA loan APR 4.99%, rate subject to change.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
I'm Tiffany Haddish, and I use Groupon so much, they made me the spokesperson. It's summertime, and you gotta find your kids something to do because an energetic kid with too much free time can land you in small claims court. Luckily, Groupon has deals on movies, bowling, escape rooms, amusement parks, and all kinds of things kids love. Save up to $100 a week on what you do every day this summer, like getting those kids out of the house. Download the app and save. Groupon.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
The summer clearance sale on all in-stock patio furniture is now in progress at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your patio, porch, or pool and save during the summer clearance sale at Craft Stove Store and Patio. Available for immediate delivery, buy it now and enjoy it tomorrow. It's the summer clearance sale on all in-stock patio furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio on Waithampton Boulevard.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
This is your plan?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Glad to have you with us. Zero Res, Greenville.com. Let them take care of you. You know, Zero Res, right now, it's summertime. Right now, you've got some great things going on with the kids starting back school pretty soon here. August is later this week. And when you get those kids out, you're going to have to clean up from a messy, messy summertime. With Zero Res, right now, insanely clean carpets. Clean like no other. They only use powered water, no soap, no residue, no harsh chemicals. Now, with no soap and no residue, they stay fluffy carpets, stay fluffier longer. They dry twice as fast. You're going to love the pure safety for your family. You're going to love pure safety for your pets at Zero Res. They're right now, three rooms, $129. You're going to love Zero Res. Call them today. At Zero Res, Greenville.com, 558-7300. It is my great friends over at Zero Res, Greenville. Spell it backwards or forwards. It's the right way to clean. Segment two, Mr. Orr 24, Zach Orr.
Thank you, Mickey Plyler. Mickey Plyler, of course, the baseball had a big weekend this weekend, as you alluded to in the show open there. Cooperstown was very busy, that small town in New York State. Six new members going into its hallowed halls. I don't know how many of them deserve it in the eyes of Mickey Potter, but we'll get into that in a second here. The six members, of course, are Jack Morris, Alan Trammell, Vlad Guerrero, Jim Tomei, Chipper Jones, and Trevor Hoffman. Off to a good start so far. Trevor Hoffman and Chipper Jones, to me, seemed like the slam dunk standouts. These are the guys that should have been in, and I have no problem, qualms, nothing. I have no reservations about either of those guys. Chipper Jones, of course, the third baseman for these Atlanta Braves here in the South. Should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer. Was an unbelievable player when he was with the Braves there. What was his career batting average? It was somewhere right around 303 in his career, 468 home runs, 1,600 RBIs, and 1,600 runs. He was a fantastic player. There's no doubt about it. He's the only switch hitter with at least 1,000 at-bats and a 300 batting average, 400 on-base percentage, and 500 slugging percentage. The guy was an unbelievable ball player. Deserved to be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Are we going to debate each one of these?
We can if you'd like to. You have some things to say about Chipper Jones?
Eight-time All-Star, he did win one World Championship, won a batting title. You mentioned 303. 2,700 hits is good enough. 468 home runs is good enough. The consistency, the switch hitting, and the best at his position for a long, long time. No problem at all with Chipper Jones. Matter of fact, I would have voted for him, yes.
First ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
All right. My second no problem at all guy is Trevor Hoffman. Trevor Hoffman had an unbelievable career, would probably be considered the best closer in baseball history if a guy named Mariano Rivera did not play the game. But, of course, he was in the same era as Mariano Rivera, so things kind of take a bit of a hit there. He has 601 career saves. That's trailing only Mariano Rivera, 652. Third on the list is Lee Smith down at 478. So they have a wide margin for the top two spots there.
I thought you said third on the list. I thought you were going to skip over Trevor Hoffman. Okay, I'm sorry.
No. The top active guy is Craig Kimbrell with 322, meaning he's only just a little over halfway to Trevor Hoffman's gigantic number, which it can probably put it into perspective for you there. His nine seasons with at least 40 saves are tied with Mariano for most all time. Trevor Hoffman, for me, no doubter.
Seven-time All-Star, I get it. Twice the NL Relief Man Award, twice the NL Save Leader. The thing I would say is that I think closers closers aren't that valuable, and I wouldn't have put him in yet. I think closers are the most overrated position in baseball. But I wouldn't have put him in there yet.
You put Mariano in?
Yes. Yeah, no doubt.
Why?
Because he was that dominant, and he did it in World Series after World Series, in playoff, in ALCS, ALDS, pennant clinching, World Series, you know, what he did in the playoffs, postseason.
Mm-hmm.
Where Hoffman did not do that, as a matter of fact. As a matter of fact, Trevor Hoffman, playoff-wise, did he... I can look it up and see, but I don't think he was. I know he didn't win a world championship. And so with the Marlins, Brewers, Anyway, no.
The one that you took exception with, the big one you took exception with when the names were released, and we'll revisit again quickly here. The first ballot Hall of Famer, Jim Thome. Jim Thome reached 40 home runs six times in his career, on the way to 612. Career home runs, never touched with steroid speculations.
Let's put him in. He didn't do drugs.
He struck out a ton, though. He is the guy that epitomizes modern baseball, right? Home runs, walks, and strikeouts, doing all three from the left side of the plate, and well enough, evidently, over a 25-year career. How long was he in there?
Too long.
Yeah, he was there for a while. Over a long career to be a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Look, the man had 2,300 hits. Is that Hall of Fame? No. 612 home runs in a home run era. You know, that's great. Almost 1,700 RBIs. That's great. 276. And he's a slugger. I get it. Five-time All-Star. That's not great. One Silver Slugger Award. Led the National League in home runs 1 year. Never led the American League in home runs. Here's the problem.
His 13 walk-off home runs are the most all-time.
That's good. That's very good. That goes in the positive category. Here's the problem is that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Eventually, 8 teams didn't want him because he just kept getting traded and kept getting, signed with new teams. He wasn't a valuable part of any team. He never won a championship. He never really did anything. He was never the best player in his position. He never dominated his era. Nobody ever went to the ballpark saying, boy, I'll tell you what, son, today you get to see Jim Thome. He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. He had a bunch of home runs. He was a swing and miss guy. He was a home run guy. That was it. He did nothing else. He didn't do it at the highest level.
Play, right? He had 1,747 walks, seventh all time, has his on base percentage up to .402.
He's a great guy, man.
Mm-hmm.
But he turns the Hall of Fame into the Hall of Really Good. He was an all star player. He's not a Hall of Fame player. 276 and 2,300 hits gets you in.
Huh? He's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
That's crazy.
First ballot Hall of Famer, Jim Thome.
That's crazy. The man had hit 2,300 hits, and now that gets you in. 276 gets you in now. And, you know, he wasn't a good defensive player, obviously. He was a clodhopper. And teams just gave up on him. Traded him off. Nobody ever said, we'll do anything in the world to keep this guy with us. Kept trading him off. Not even close. Who else you got?
Vlad Guerrero makes the Hall of Fame on his second go-around.
He should.
Vlad Guerrero, a .318 lifetime hitter, 449 home runs, 1,496 career RBIs, 1,328 runs, 59.4 WAR percentage, and then 140 on base percentage.
You see the difference there? The guy hit .318. Told me he hit .276.
He hit 200 more hits. 449 home runs.
Yeah, but he wasn't a home run hitter. Vladimir Guerrero was not a home run hitter.
Mm-hmm.
And he had almost as many RBIs. He made the All-Star team almost twice as many times. Tomey made it five times. Put it this way. How many seasons did Tomey play? Can you look it up for me?
Yeah, of course I can.
Vladimir Guerrero made eight of the... Eight times he was a Silver Slugger Award winner. He led the league hitting eight times. He won an MVP award. This is what Hall of Famers look like right here. Guerrero had one of the best arms in all in the history of baseball. 318, 20, almost 2,600 hits, almost 450 home runs, great arm, led the league in hitting, the MVP and a nine-time All-Star. That's what the Hall of Famers look like right there. How many times did Tomey play? How many years?
He played from 91 to 2012, so he played, what, 21 years?
Played 21 years. 16 times, he wasn't even selected for the All-Star game in his career. He made five All-Star teams out of 21 years. We put him in the Hall of Fame? That's crazy. Vlad Guerrero, by far, well-deserved Hall of Fame. Matter of fact, go ahead, keep going. I'm almost done.
Vlad Guerrero was a fun player to watch. You're right about his defense. It was fantastic out there.
An unbelievable arm.
In right field for the Expos.
Yeah.
Maybe more exciting than effective at times. He had
better 318.
In terms of defense. Some of those throws sometimes ended up in those, you know, those third base seats.
Yeah.
The rest of the Hall of Fame class, guys that I'm not entirely familiar with, I'm hoping that you can fill in the blanks for me. Alan Trammell.
Man, this is where we're starting to get.
Alan Trammell.
Alan Trammell, shortstop for the
Tigers.
Detroit Tigers. Batted 285 with 2,300 hits. He had 1,000 RBIs. What are we doing, man? What are we doing, man? Six All-Star teams. Won one World Series. He was the World Series most valuable player.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to let in a light-hitting shortstop. Had 185 home runs. Had 1,000 RBIs. He had 285 and 2,300 hits. And we're letting him in now? Alan Trammell? No, I'm going to tell you right now. In the history of the Detroit Tigers, no one ever went to Detroit, saw Alan Trammell and Lou Whitaker playing, go, son, see, there's just Hall of Famers right there. He's not a Hall of Famer. He's not even close. Doesn't even deserve to be on the ballot. Go ahead.
Another Detroit Tiger gets into the Hall of Fame this past weekend. Jack Morris, a five-time All-Star, finished in the top five of his league, Cy Young Award voting five times. Also led pitchers in the 80s with 2,442.2 innings and 162 wins while leading all American League pitchers in strikeouts with 1,629 of them. Won two games in the 84 World Series for the Tigers on one of the best and most famous teams in the 80s.
I'll tell you this. He has a couple things going for him. He won four World Series titles, one World Series most valuable player, led the league in wins twice, strikeout leader once, has a no-hitter. Five All-Stars. As a starting pitcher, that's kind of tough.
Has the highest ERA of any Hall of Fame pitcher.
It was a 3.9 ERA, 390 ERA.
Yep.
And he's in the Hall of Fame. Bob Gibson's in the Hall of Fame. Cy Young's in the Hall of Fame. Nolan Ryan's in the Hall of Fame. Not Jack Morris. What are we doing? The guy gave up almost four runs a game, and we put him in the Hall of Fame? What are we doing, man? Hey, at least he pitched well in the postseason.
That's when it counts, right?
But, Zach, the guy had a 3.90 ERA.
A 44 career war. Wins against replacement. Only better than Catfish Hunter and Rube Marquard. I don't even know how to pronounce that guy's name. He's better than two other guys in the Hall of Fame. Two. Highest ERA of any pitcher.
That's crazy.
And the third worst. That's it. That's all the guys that went in this weekend.
Okay. The Hall of Fame class. First of all, Jack Morris, Alan Trammell should never be mentioned in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, I agree with that.
Hoffman should get in the Hall of Fame eventually. Well, that's one of them light years. But this year, Chipper Jones and Vlad Guerrero should have been the guys that you say, man, what a good class. Those are two unbelievable players. Both those guys were very, very deserved.
Again,
I don't want to be like
Vlad
the
second time around.
Huh?
He didn't get in last year.
Who?
Vlad.
Should have got in. I don't ever want to say, well, he's a get off my long guy, nobody gets in. No, people get in. Chipper Jones is a Hall of Famer. When you saw Chipper Jones play, you go, hey, son, that's your Hall of Famer right there. When you saw Vlad Guerrero play, but no one ever saw Jack Morris, Trevor Hoffman, and Alan Trammell said, hey, son, there's a Hall of Famer right there. No one ever said that. Ralph Patterson, who used to do a show here forever, said, when I started my radio show in April of 99, the debate was, who's the best player in Major League Baseball? The three always mentioned were Vlad Guerrero, Ken Griffey Jr., and Barry Bonds. That's why he's a Hall of Famer. Look at Chipper Jones was a solid defensive player, played a couple positions, three positions maybe, switch hitter, one of the all-time greatest switch hitters ever.
Do people sour on Vlad Guerrero because of the way his career ended? You know, his knees went, right? He couldn't play the field anymore. He was strictly a DH kind of guy.
That's fine because he showed us what he was before the knee injury.
I understand,
though.
But, you know, one of the first things out of your mouth when you talk about Vlad Guerrero is his absolute ability to throw ropes
right
from right field.
Right. And then God took his knees away, and so then he just did it as – and he did it. He was a great designated hitter.
Could hit everything from his, you know, his eyes to his feet.
Right. You go to the ballpark to watch Chipper Jones.
Sure.
You go to the ballpark to watch Vlad Guerrero. No one ever said, hey, son, let's go to the ballpark to watch Alan Trammell. You know, Alan Trammell's like – Didi Gregorius is a better shortstop than Alan Trammell. I'm telling you he is. Alan Trammell's like middle of the road, maybe top third guy.
Alan Trammell, if I'm not mistaken, doesn't he play in the same era as Cal?
Yeah.
So he's not even the best shortstop in his era.
He wasn't even close to the best shortstop in his era. He wasn't even close. Alan Trammell hit 285, hit 185 home runs, 1,000 RBIs, 2,300 hits he gets in. Was a terrible manager, by the way. 187 and 302 as a manager.
Yikes.
I for the life of me, I don't understand that. But at least 16 years he wasn't turned down as an all-star.
And you're going to
The fans realize it. And the managers and the players that picked the teams, however you picked those teams back in those days for the all-star team, in 16 of Jim Tomei's, you know what? Let me ask you something, Zach. What would you say in the criteria for Hall of Famer is what? What would you say? Best of his era, best of his position. What would it have to be?
Best of his era at his position.
Okay.
Yeah.
And by a position, you select about three players per position, right?
Sure.
For an all-star game.
Sure.
In 16 of Jim Tomei's 21 years, the fans and the managers didn't put him in the top three at his position. And he's in the Hall of Fame?
Is this going to cause a ripple effect in subsequent years?
I say now if you drive real slow by Cooperstown, roll down your window, they'll throw a Hall of Fame plaque in your back seat for you.
Dang. Guy had a good career.
Plus, what are we doing getting 5 and 6, 7 people in the Hall of Fame?
Guy had a good career, crushing them over here.
He was an all-star. No, really wasn't an all-star. 5 and 7. He was a really, really good player. But it's not the Hall of really good. It's not the Hall of great. It's the Hall of the Greatest. And, I'll be honest with you right now. If I'm Chipper Jones, I'm Vlad Guerrero, I'm ticked off that I get to go in a class that's watered down. Finally, I'll leave you with this. With all that said, by the way, guys, God probably tripled Bob Gibson's ERA.
Game is different.
Yeah, really. Next guy says, text my extraordinary, where's Rafael Ramirez? When's he getting in? It's about right, Alan Trammell. So here's my I have good news on it. Well, Caroline D said the Baseball Hall of Fame has become a joke. I agree with that. Here's the good news on it. At least they all showed up to give their speech.
Oh boy.
How about this idiot? This T.O. Did you read why he's not going?
I read there's new information on it.
Yeah.
What is it?
He's basically bitter. He didn't get in earlier.
Really?
But the guy's been a malcontent forever.
Yeah.
You know what I do with the Hall of Fame? You have to be, you know how you win these like raffles or you win a contest, you say, you must be present to be eligible to win?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would do. If you're alive, if you're physically able, and you don't come for your induction ceremony, there won't be any induction. Sorry. You got to come at least accept it.
I'm guessing that'll be a rule the next, you know, couple of years. You can't do that now.
Implement it now.
Can't. It's too late.
No. Never too late.
It's too late.
As Martin Luther King said, never a bad time to do a good thing. All right, let me talk about Krut LED. K-R-U-T LED. Hey, if you're a business owner and you want to save a little money, you're going to love this. If you want to look good for the boss, just tell the boss, hey boss, do we have Krut LED? Do we buy our LED lights for them, our hobby light fixtures, our tube lights, our parking lot lights? Could our sign look better, boss? Could we save money on our power bill every single month, boss? You're going to love our great friends at Krut LED. Now, if you're a Duke Energy Power customer, Duke Energy customer, then they can verify your verification of your customer number, and they're going to give you upfront rebates because it's going to be awesome. It's our great friends at Krut LED, K-R-U-T LED, KrutLED.com. Call them today, 401-8506, 401-8506. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. Clemson has really one of its finest recruiting weekends, maybe of all time. We'll tell you about it when you return for more. It's Mickey Paul Show, more after this.
See them off to the Sweet 16 as Clemson downs Auburn, 84-53 in a no-doubter here in San Diego.
Tiger fans, season tickets are on sale to watch your Clemson men's basketball team for the 2018-19 season. Don't miss your chance to guarantee your seat for each home game by visiting ClemsonTigers.com. Little John Coliseum will be the place to be as the Tigers return four starters off of last year's Sweet 16 team. Get your season tickets today.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Hi, this is Terry Wyatt of Ag South Farm Credit.
This is Christy Ross of Ag South Mortgages.
If you need financing for land, livestock, equipment, construction, both home and farm, or everything out in the country, give me a call.
If you're purchasing or refinancing a home on land or in a subdivision, let me design a loan that fits your needs.
The team at Ag South has been servicing the upstate rural communities for nearly 100 years.
We have the experience and products to fulfill your needs.
Call us at 226-8507.
Or visit us on the web at agsouthfc.com.
An equal opportunity lender.
Fort Knox Climate Storage of SC, now offering online rentals. No need to visit the office. Fort Knox makes storage easy, offering 24/7 digital video monitoring, fenced property, security lighting, and climate control. Located across from the Michelin plant in Sandy Springs, their plans offer options to fit every need and budget. Military discounts available. Rent your unit online today at FortKnoxClimateStorage.com or call 502-0099. Fort Knox Storage, where top-notch security is the standard.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
It's your wiener. Do what you want with it. We're talking hot dogs, burgers, and more. With over 100 free toppings to choose from at Clemson's newest and most unique restaurant. Not to mention one of the largest draft selections in town. Outdoor patio and weekday happy hour from 4 to 8 p.m. $6 liquor pitchers, full liquor bar, and 17 big screen TVs. Visit it's the letter U, the letter R, wiener.com for a full menu and more info. It's your wiener. Do what you want with it. 101 Keith Street, downtown Clemson. Open daily at 11 a.m. Go Tigers!
This is Paul Heinauer, inviting experienced auto glass technicians to join us right now. GlassPro is offering generous pay and full benefits and a tremendous opportunity for growth with us. Further, if you're mechanically inclined and looking for a long-term career opportunity, we're also training folks with no experience to become technicians. You'll be paid well while you train and receive great benefits. Apply online today at glasspro.net. That's glasspro.net.
It's your choice, GlassPro!
The best way to kick off the day. The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Don't even make the noise you just made.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Our friends here power us every single day on our phone lines, on our internet, and on our cable. It's our friends at Northland Communication. You go back to school, Northland's got the most important thing you need, high-speed internet. Now, learning doesn't end just in the classroom. You get it at home, too. Kids, if you, you like playing your video games, tell mom and dad, hey, I can learn a lot more about school and about my studies if we have higher speed internet. And then you can play video games or two. Hey, right now, speed's up to 100 megabits per second. That's Northland's fastest. You're going to get great deals right now at Northland. Sign up for only $39.99 a month. Don't miss out by calling 888-NORTHLAND or visit Northland or getnorthland.com. That's getnorthland.com. Remember, limited time, all rates of net of taxes and fees are not available in certain areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. Actual speeds may vary. See getnorthland.com/offers for more details. Still saw some stats. Just drove me crazy about some of these guys. Anyway, Clemson had a huge weekend this past weekend. I think you could call it one of the greatest recruiting weekends that we've seen here. The Tigers had 23 visitors. 16 of them were already committed. They get three new commitments. They'll get a fourth commitment today. In August, they'll get a fifth commitment. At some point in time, they'll get a sixth one. There's only one guy it won't get anytime soon, and that's Clay Webb, five-star center. Of the 23 visitors that were here this past weekend, 11 of them were four or five stars. And by the end of the day, 10 of those 11 will be committed to Clemson. Andrew Booth, the number 32 player in the country, four-star by one star, I think five by another, from Archer High School in Lawrenceville, Georgia, will commit to Clemson today at noon. We think that'll be the case. The other four stars, according to Rivals.com, Jalen Lay, the tight end from Riverdale, is already committed to him. Boy, he looks unbelievable. Ches Malusi, running back from Naples. Both those guys are four-star players. Brighton Constantine, ranked number 225 in the country, four-star linebacker from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. That's another thing about this class. Look at the states they're coming from. You go Florida, Georgia, California, Virginia, Connecticut, Alabama, Louisiana. You go Maryland, Missouri, Michigan, Alabama, South Carolina, just all over the place. Anyway, so you got Brighton Constantine from Louisiana. Joseph Charlton's already committed to him. He came in. Number 164 in the country, four-star safety from Milton, Georgia. The new commitment, one of the three new ones so far, Levante Bentley, linebacker from Birmingham, four-star, ranked number 163 in the country. Tyshawn Pumashon, with the quarterback from Connecticut, was already committed to him, four-star, ranked number 148. He was there this weekend. Sheridan Jones, ranked number 119 in the country, according to Rivals.com, four-star corner from Norfolk, who was already committed to him, was in. New commitment, Joseph Ngata, Folsom, California, Folsom Prison Blues. Folsom, California, four-star wide receiver, ranked number 71 in the country.
Clemson hasn't had a kid from California since 1991.
95, Davy Coggins.
Davy Coggins never enrolled in school, so it's 91.
First signee from there because he hadn't enrolled since 91.
Mm-hmm.
Was that Shinadu Ohan, maybe?
Who was it?
I don't know. Shinadu Ohan?
It was Bobby Forbes, excuse me, 1991.
Don't remember. Ngata, Southern Cal, Washington. His brother plays at Washington. I mean, to go out to 3,000 miles away, that's pretty doggone good there now. 6'3", 195 Ranked number 71 in the country. Told you today, Andrew Booth, number 32 in the country, will commit. We think it's Clemson. Frank Ladson was there. Four-star, number 25 in the country from South Dade High School down in Miami, Florida. And then the only player that will be uncommitted by the end of the, you know, by the football season, I think Clay Webb, number one center in the country, five-star out of Oxford, Alabama. The three stars that were there, Tyquan Johnson, I think only four stars is all said and done from Williamsport, Maryland, defensive tackle. Hunter Rayburn, three-star from Pensacola, Florida. Those guys are already committed. Logan Cash, defensive lineman from Winder Bear, he was already committed. I think the biggest surprise of the weekend, so far at least, is Ednosa Rubin, Kansas City, Missouri, high three-star, 6'4", 265, defensive end slash defensive tackle that was favoring Ohio State coming in. First time he's ever been to Clemson, he commits this weekend. Jalen Phillips, a safety from Archer, will commit on August the 16th, I said, from Lawrenceville. A safety. Rook Ororo.
What is it?
Rook Ororo from River Ridge, Michigan. I think that's how Paul Shiela says it. Ororo.
I don't know. One more time.
Rook Ororo. I say it the same every time. How would you say it? O-R-H-O-R-H-O-R-O.
Ororo.
Right.
Yeah.
But not ho, but ro at the end.
Ro.
Big 6'5", 265 pound from River Ridge, Michigan. Ray Thornton was there this weekend. The three-star safety from Phenix City, Alabama, was already committed to him. Davis Allen, the big 6'5", tight end from Calhoun, Georgia, three-star, was already there, already committed to him. Brandon Spector was there from Calhoun, Georgia, the wide receiver, three-star. Greg Williams, the, I think, defensive end. He's going to be linebacker, but maybe defensive end was there. And Landon Sanders, Sanders from Shelby, was there. The only other uncommitted player that was there, Cooper Dawson was there. He is a he's a two-star offensive lineman from Hanahan. I think he'll commit to Clemson at some point in time. And that'll be 22 of 23 heading to late in the season with Clay Webb being the only one. And you want to talk about the, like I said, the H's of silence, Ororo. The unbelievable weekend, especially get Booth. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, had four top 100 players in. That's just, couldn't have gone any better to go really, basically go 22 or 23 so far. Who knows? Might get Clay Webb. Might have got enough in there to get him. What that means, let me give you this part two. What that means as far as the rest of the board looks like now. You're at 20, you'll be at 22 today when Booth commits. And they're done at quarterback. They could be done at running back. Don't know yet. Still trying to search it. I think they'll probably go into the fall and still maybe sign one more running back. That'd be 23. You're done at wide receiver. I think you're done at tight end. They're going to take three more offensive linemen. So that gets you up to 26. I think they'll take a defensive end, it'll be 27. I think they'll take a defensive tackle, it'll be 28. I told you they'll take a safety in Phillips, it'll be 29. And they could take Spencer Lytle, a linebacker, I should say, out of Bellflower, California. So it could be as many as 30 right now. But really, they're done. Done at quarterback, wide receiver, tight end. Once you get Phillips, you'll be done at safety. Once you get Booth, you'll be done at corner. Could be done at linebacker already. So in the end, you got three offensive linemen, a defensive tackle, defensive end, a running back. That's about it. Maybe linebacker's about it. But here's the bottom line, man. You couldn't have drawn it up any better. Telephone number 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Matt is in Charleston. Hey, good morning, Matt. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Thanks, Mickey. Couple quick questions on recruiting. I don't follow it a lot. I got a buddy that actually follows it pretty extensively. I personally would choose like ESPN rankings. I know there's Rivals and Scout, 247. The reason why I choose ESPN is just because if I turn on the TV to watch something about Clemson recruiting or watch the recruiting show in February, watch football games, it's going to be ESPN more than likely. and they're going to use their rankings. With that said, my buddy follows 247, and I think right now we're like six in that. And they got a really good website where you can plug in players like prospects, and you'll watch the rankings go higher or lower. But I was talking to him about it, and a Florida State fan, and he was giving me a little hate into it because I thought we had a good weekend as well. Still think we do. But he mentioned something to me, and I started researching it. He's like, you know, with 12-plus three stars, you likely will not finish in the top five. It just doesn't really happen. So I started looking back specifically on 247 because that's what he follows, which is more like a composite of all of them, I believe. And sure enough, you know, in the top five, and I thought we would have a top five class this year. We still might, but based off of quantity and just because the amount we were going to be taking in, yeah. And then obviously we were going to have some quality in there too.
Yeah.
But
I got 10 seconds, Matt. Go ahead. I got to get a break in 10 seconds.
The top five the past few years,
yeah.
No one's had more than eight, you know. Just so get your thoughts on that, and then I'll listen off air.
I'll touch on it after the top of the hour, so don't go anywhere. Love for you to come back. Hour number two right